This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Ours is a new love, but it burns very brightly, and it gets hot and sweaty and stanky. There's some stank on that love.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You think you're going to find somebody that's going to be like psyched to go to Applebee's with you every Friday night and hear the same football stories about how you rocked in high school?
I did rock in high school football. You want to check tape?
And Brendan Sprague.
You know about the cup sizes, Mark?
I have different cups.
Yeah, I know about the cup.
You got the A, the B. The C, the D, that's the biggest.
I know the D is the biggest. I based my whole life on knowing that the D is the biggest.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. Hope your days are off to a great start. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Some sports musings that we've missed throughout the course of the week. We'll get to those in a minute. A little NFL peekaboo later on in the final hour of the show. It's a nice little Thursday, man. Sun's coming out. A little chilly this morning. Felt good. But it's a Thursday, and it's the final hour, and we start as we always do. On the line is the host. You better, you bet. Odyssey sports betting expert Ken Barkley. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. I'm looking for a car. Go to Driveway.com, or you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, get it delivered, and be sure to check out the You Better, You Bet podcast for more of Ken's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast, at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. Ken, I'm throwing a hot one at you right off the bat. Overrated or underrated, the crouton?
Oh, man, that's like a really tough one.
What? No, it's not. Come on.
Well, we could just be properly rated, like in that it's really good. Well, how about this? I have a hot one to throw back at you. How about that?
Okay.
What do you think, in order for me to decide if the crouton is overrated or underrated, what do you consider to be the crouton's current rating? How do you think people feel about croutons?
I think they love them. I think they make a salad. People love the good crunch. And I'll be honest with you, as a guy who tries to eat healthy, like my little cheat snack is grabbing a few croutons out of the bag.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love a good crouton.
And then that just ruins the salad. And then it's like, why did you have the salad anyway? Right? You had a slice of pizza and then you ate a salad, basically. I'll say, if the current rating is everyone thinks they're awesome, I will say that they are overrated because I think that as much as they can be awesome sometimes you get like, especially... Like, I'm a big, like, DoorDash person because dinner's during the show.
Right.
And I'm, like, working out of my office. And you get, like, the takeout salads, even good ones, even, like, the good takeout, not even, like, pizza place takeout salads, but good takeout salads. And sometimes you get, like the mushy crouton or, like the burnt end crouton. Like, there's a lot of bad croutons out there, too. So I will say overrated just because they are not always what everyone thinks they are.
Wow. I'm going to throw a controversial statement at you. I like the mushy crouton.
The mushy crouton?
Really? I do.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little bit easier to poke with the fork.
You're the guy who likes cereal that's been in the milk for like 20 minutes.
Oh, I love the soggy cereal. How do you not like soggy cereal?
We don't like your kind here. You're not welcome.
Well, that's racist.
This is where you draw the line. East Coast versus West Coast, all right? You stay on your side of the fence over there, Ken.
I think it shows,
Ken. I don't see color. I don't see race. I don't see color. I only see mushy cereal.
I think what it shows, Ken, is a difference between where you live and where we live is... We smoke marijuana on the West Coast. That's why we don't mind mushy cereal and mushy croutons. And you guys have a higher end.
That means you don't mind anything. That means you. I mean, just use the first statement. It means you don't mind. the world could be ending. It'd be great. Who cares? Mushy cereal. No problem.
It's supposed to be an earthquake here. We don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, we're all going to die someday anyways, right? Well, let's get to the NFL tonight, shall we, Ken? Because I'm locking into two-team parlay.
What a transition.
Oh, you like that? Yeah, I'm locking in some preseason parlays.
This is your world ending, but it doesn't matter parlay?
Yeah, basically. Okay. You know, let's empty the account. I got to try and win some money before the season starts, so I got a little extra purse to play with. I'm liking a Giants and Ravens parlay. A listener reminded us that the Ravens have won like 8,000 preseason games in a row. So is that enough to get you to gamble on Baltimore? And then am I crazy for liking the Giants tonight? Do we have any preseason betting takes?
So I'll give you a couple tips. I don't know. I don't have any like info that the market doesn't have. So I think the market knows that. Well, the market definitely knows because Ian Rappaport tweeted it from NFL. Like, Mac Jones is not going to play tonight for the Patriots, which is a big deal from a point spread standpoint. Also, their backup is Brian Hoyer, who they've had forever. So I kind of don't know how much of even Brian Hoyer you're going to get in this game. Because, like, why do you need to play Brian Hoyer? You know exactly what he is. What's the point? He's been in the league 17 years. Do you know who the Patriots' third-string quarterback is?
I do not know the answer to that.
Did Jared Stidham switch jerseys again?
Yeah, Jared Stidham plays for the Raiders. He played in the Hall of Fame.
That's
game.
Right.
No, I know. I'm just asking if he got traded back to New England already.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think they called Cam Newton while he was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
He was
like, come on, Cam.
He was drinking a glass of wine. He was like, sure, I'll play in the
Yeah, bring your no big problem. Hat. Let's go.
So a kind of cultish quarterback from college football last season is the Patriots' third-string quarterback, Bailey Zappi, if you remember him from the Western Kentucky, who scored a million points a game last year. He is... I cannot believe he is on an NFL roster. I mean, good for him, honestly. But, like, he's their third-string quarterback. I think you're going to see a ton of him tonight. And that is why, if you like the Giants, that's probably a pretty smart bet. Because it's a ton of Bailey Zappi. And it's a first thing we did on our show, I actually had a listener look up how first-time head coaches do in their first preseason game. Because if you were to ever think of a situation where a win doesn't really matter except to, like, one type of guy, it's preseason game one. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're Dable, got to start that culture off, get the culture of winning going. Like, we got to really get off on the right foot here, even in an exhibition that doesn't matter whatsoever. And so I think what we actually found is that's like a real thing. Like, coaches, so I think about like Eberflus with the Bears, who really need a win right now in like any possible way. Like, you're going to see that where these first year coaches, when they play guys who maybe don't care as much, it's like a real thing, which is pretty crazy. So I don't mind you for liking the Giants. Would it surprise you to learn that in the other game tonight, so the Ravens have won 20 straight preseason games.
That's 20 straight.
And it's like the record, because who would even try to win 20 straight preseason games? So they have the record. Would it surprise you to learn they opened 4.5 when the markets first opened for this game, which is the largest preseason point spread. And the Titans, all that's happened is the people have bet the Titans all day. It's all that's happened so far. So it's actually down to 3. So it's really funny. If you think about just who's going to play for both teams, I would also like the Titans.
Yeah.
Logan Woodside is actually like a phenomenal preseason quarterback. He's awesome, and he's going to play a ton. And then Malik Willis plays after him. The Ravens, like, Lamar's definitely not going to play. Tyler Huntley may not play, their backup. So you kind of get into, like, again, like kind of these quarterback comparisons. I would never bet against the Ravens in a preseason game, though. So I don't blame you for liking them. I don't know if I'd go with that. But I would say of the 4 teams, like, who do I like the most to play tonight? Probably the Giants. Because I think they actually really want to win the game and, like, not need to win, but I think Dable feels like he needs to win, and they're going to play everybody, and the Patriots are not.
I hope Logan Woodside at some point puts in his Twitter profile when he hangs him up, phenomenal preseason quarterback, former phenomenal preseason quarterback.
You know, true story about him?
Yeah.
He loves mushy cereal, too. I don't know if you knew that.
Smart man, then. Yeah. Look at that.
I want you to hold the cereal thing. I do have one more question on that, but I'll get to it at the end. I want to ask you, I read a lot of these camp reports, right? Like, you mentioned Mac Jones and the Patriots. I keep reading that he is regressing. This offense has not looked good. Trey Lance has struggled. And then he has the best practice of his life. Has any reading material in any one of these teams in the NFL? Are there a couple teams, a team that's standing out where you had a position on how you think they were going to be this year that's maybe made you rethink that? Either, oh, no, that team might not be as good as I thought. Or, hey, maybe this team is actually going to be a little better than I think.
I am always of the opinion that training camp stuff is really overrated, unless it's an injury, obviously. But that can't do anything about that. There's no spin on an injury other than this guy got hurt and he's not going to play. So that stuff matters. But, like, guy looks good, guy doesn't look good. is completely a byproduct of just like probably like the drills, the fact that you're seeing the first team defense every day, the first team defense is seeing you every day. A lot of times defenses are ahead of offenses early in every single training camp. So I think all this stuff is overrated. The thing I always tell people about how little we know about the NFL season, I always say two things. I say last preseason, everyone thought Ja'Marr Chase couldn't catch the football. Like, couldn't catch it. Literally dropped every pass.
That's right.
And all the reports were he forgot how to catch the football. He is now quite possibly the most dynamic receiver in the entire league 1 year later. So remember that we all said that last
year. I do,
yeah. Now think about these reports.
The footballs were too big.
They were too big. Got to get the college ones, right? Got to get Burrow, you know? Like, get Burrow the college footballs and everything would be good. I mean, just imagine that we all said that a year ago. And then the other thing, from a gambling standpoint, I always tell people, you know how little we know entering week one? Urban Meyer was a 3-point road favorite in week one. Just like let that marinate for a little bit and then be like, do we feel like we have any idea based on camp reports that Tua's really good or Mac Jones stinks or Lance stinks or whatever the case, or the Jets offense is humming, like all this stuff. Just take it all with a grain of salt. That would be my advice.
Well, but let me throw one at you, because I hear what you're saying. I guess rush to the quarterback X didn't play very well today, but like take the Bucks. The Bucks have suffered some serious injury. Brady's just left camp for personal reasons. Stuff like that. I guess the injury part I should have included in that, making you reconsider. Hey, maybe the Saints can get him, or maybe the Panthers will sneak up on him. Stuff like that is where this training camp stuff. I'm with you largely, but when you tell me the Bucks have lost two offensive linemen already, including a starting center, I start to reconsider the position I put the Bucks in my mind.
Yeah, sure. I think injuries you can do that, right? I mean, think about all the injuries the Ravens had before their season started. Like, obviously lost both of their starting running backs last year in like back-to-back days. And then, you know, Marcus Peters got hurt in preseason, I think, as well. So they entered the season with like 90% of a roster of what they thought. Okay, well then you should probably rate them differently, right? If you had them as a 10-win team, is that enough to get them to be a 9-win team? It depends on who the guys are, obviously. So with Tampa, those injuries, for sure. Mekhi Becton for the Jets is kind of a bummer. Yeah. He wasn't going to play left tackle anyway, but he was like their best off, kind of like their highest ceiling offensive lineman. And they have just an absolutely brutal schedule to start the year. I like their upside, but like they could really start 0-9 if you look at the schedule, and it would not be surprising whatsoever. So that was an injury that was kind of a bummer. And I think we kind of have to wait and see on, you know, some of the pup list guys. Are they going to play? Jameson Williams, who just came out this morning, isn't going to play week one for the Lions, which is a pretty big deal for them, just because I think they need all the help they can get skill position-wise. So just like, yeah, that kind of stuff, I totally agree with you that it matters. But you also have to figure out how much it matters. If it's not a quarterback and it's not like a left tackle or an edge rusher or like a premier corner, like you're really your positions of need, the guys that make the most money, then it's kind of like, does it really matter, right? Then it kind of has to be like a special situation, I think, to adjust how you feel about a team.
You don't like soggy cereal, I would maintain try some Raisin Bran soggy. It's amazing. But even if you don't want to and you won't, are you into cereal milk? Like you drink the milk after a bowl of cereal. What is the best cereal milk?
Cereal milk's a really good question. Because like, I mean, you're basically just drinking a milkshake at that point. So it's like, what kind of milkshake do you like? That's kind of how we're approaching it. Like the classic staple. So like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk is like on another level, right?
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I hate soggy Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I know some people probably like it. You might like it. But I don't like soggy Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but the milk is a certified banger. Like, it's awesome. And then I'll give you, like, a sneaky one, Golden Grahams milk.
My man. Yes.
Like, that's – and, well, let me tell you, if you're into Golden Grahams milk, there is – I will shout out Route 4 Farmington, Connecticut Ice Cream and Mini Golf over here. It's about 20 minutes away. They make an ice cream called Graham Central Station.
Ooh.
It is graham cracker ice cream with chocolate covered Golden Grahams in it.
Yes.
And let me tell you, you can have all the mushy cereal you want. I'll take a pint of Graham Central Station. And that is, my birthday is coming up in 3 days. That will be served at the birthday dinner. That's where that will be.
Well, if you ever craving the Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk, just order horchata at a Mexican restaurant. It's basically the same thing.
I mean, we call that a life hack.
Exactly.
One listener is calling you a serial killer, Sprague, and another one saying, if you were on trial and I was on your jury and I found out you like mushy cereal, I would immediately assume that you were guilty of everything that you've been accused of. So,
wow, soggy cereal is delicious.
People are taking Ken's side on this. Anything else on your gambling mind right now? Now, Ken, or is that it? Just preseason football?
I got one thing for you that's going to make you guys really happy.
Oh, okay.
I ran my final college football win projections before we get injuries and stuff. Mm-hmm. We had some injuries today that were kind of a bummer, but ran everything. Oregon State over.
Yes.
Is absolutely going to be a thing, like big time. So I actually found some juice 5.5 at a couple places.
Wow.
And for win total, I make them like 7-5 on average. I am like, I'm buying like big time. I don't think they're going to be great or anything. They need a huge improvement at quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Break out the fight song,
Lockie
baby.
Lockerson!
I thought that would make you happy. I really thought that would make you guys happy. That is... I am very much in on Oregon State over 5.5 wins. Really.
Look at that. Go, Beavs. That's a great way
to
end
it.
He's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey sports betting expert, Ken Barkley. Insider Calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars and driveways nationwide inventory. And make sure to follow him on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. You just made my co-host day. Thanks as always, Ken, and we'll chat again next Thursday.
Sounds good. Time to go eat some dry cereal. Definitely not mushy. See you guys later.
Ken Barkley of You Better You Bet. Good stuff from him. Yeah, we had a listener. We talked about s'mores, overrated or underrated, yesterday. That led to a lot of takes.
And overrated.
A listener tweeted us yesterday saying, hey, how about this one for tomorrow? Overrated or underrated? The crouton.
It's underrated. Like, I know what he's saying, but... like,
I don't think everybody loves the crouton, and therefore I think it is underrated.
Oh, how do you not like a good crunch in your salad?
The crunch in the salad makes the salad.
I think there's lots of other ways to achieve crunch in the salad, and the crouton is overrated.
Oh, wow.
The strips. You can buy the strips. You can buy jalapenos chopped up.
You can do seeds. You can do nuts.
I do little pieces of pecan bits in my salad.
There you go. And nuts don't become mushy if there's a little moisture in the salad.
Or you like to soak up that leftover dressing with a mushy crouton. You guys really, am I alone on the mushy cereal thing?
Yeah.
I don't mind mushy cereal. Like, I don't prefer eating mushy cereal, but I will eat mushy cereal.
Like if I have Raisin Bran or a granola-based cereal, I will let it sit for about 5 minutes and then slowly start eating it, knowing the end of that bowl is going to be soggy.
Listener texted, and I just found out there's a town in Massachusetts called Sandwich, so they literally have the sandwich police. And my morning just got a little bit brighter. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Thursday. And go Beavs, huh?
Go Beavs. Look at that. 7-5. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
How about some sports musings? Something happened yesterday in sports that we did not talk about that we need to talk about. Also, there's something happening. Do you know that it is happening? We'll get to those next on The Fam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, this just came across the wire a few moments ago. James White has retired, running back for the New England Patriots. How many years did he play in the league? Not that long.
Five, six?
Do you know what James White is the only player in NFL history to ever do? It's a fun trivia question for you.
Something with the Super Bowl, right? Where he had like the 2-point, the touchdown, and
That I don't know. He's 8 years, 7 years.
8 years, okay.
2014, however many years that's been. That was his first year. He's the only player in the history of the Super Bowl that, or the history of the NFL, that is, that has a walk-off touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. That's what that is.
Well, he had the walk-off touchdown against the Falcons. He's the only one.
Tom Brady is taking an extended absence from Bucs camp, an undisclosed timeline. Nobody knows why. The Bucs have okayed this because, well, he runs the organization. Is he perhaps trying to recruit James White out of retirement? Is that what this is really all about?
Heck, that's probably true. He's probably sucking the blood of somebody to get younger genes to play another 10 years. I mean, we know how
Tom... Is he flying to Germany?
Yeah, he's a vampire.
I got a procedure I need to get done.
Yeah, sure, Tom, sure. there is something happening tonight. Swigard probably knows what it is, but I want to ask you, Brandon Sprague.
Yeah, I'm getting called a monster and the soggy cereal thing.
The soggy, that's pissing people off, yeah. Which is dumb, but it's pissed people off.
I don't know. I think there's a case to be made. There's some pretty good soggy cereals.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You're on an island.
Do you know what's happening in the world of sports tonight?
I mean, there's a lot. There's baseball. We've got preseason football.
There's something that's somewhat notable going on, and I want to know if you know that it's going on.
It's probably a pretty big, important contention WNBA game happening somewhere. There's probably an MLS All-Star festivity going on.
That was last night.
That was last night.
I know.
Come on.
I was quizzing you guys.
In the sport of baseball, there is something happening tonight. Does any listener know what is happening tonight?
Shohei Ohtani looking to pass Ichiro for most home runs by a Japanese-born player or break the tie with Babe Ruth?
It's not the case.
No?
The Angels are actually off tonight. They have the night off.
Oh, so not in the outfield.
Does anybody know? Any listener out there know what's happening tonight?
Miguel Cabrera looking to break 3,000 hits.
You're truly stumped.
He already got 3,000. It already
happened. You're right. He did.
I love that this is happening because it's just further proving my argument being right.
I am very curious.
I've never been right about
something.
Do you know
what he's talking about?
I know exactly what he's talking about.
There is something happening tonight. And it's a somewhat notable thing in baseball.
And there could be a discussion about TV ratings tomorrow.
Albert Pujols is, I'm just kidding. It's the Iowa game.
Yes.
The cornfield that they're not going to do next year.
Will the Giants-Patriots preseason game on NFL Network outdraw this crappy Field of Dreams game?
Yes.
The 45-win Cubs are taking on the 44-win Cincinnati Reds. That is your Field of Dreams game tonight. I just wanted to see if you knew that was happening. That's how under the radar it is this year for baseball. Way to pick two terrible teams to play in that game.
They played a minor league game there the other night.
Oh, nice.
That was on MLB Network.
Okay.
Well, really?
Did they? Yeah, Tuesday. I would say more people probably cared about that than will care about this game tonight.
I'm not going to watch it, but there you go. That's going on tonight. I wanted to test that out. Can we make fun of somebody now?
I care more about talking about Vaughn Grissom hitting a home run in his
pimping it
first half.
And a stolen base.
Yeah.
And a stolen base. That was
pretty
cool.
That was something that hadn't been done in a Major League debut in like over a century.
Great bat flip, too.
I'm going to make you two the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
You are the commissioner of the sport.
Yeah.
You are in charge. You are the judge, jury, and executioner of punishment for players. Okay?
Yes.
You can do whatever the hell you want. There was a player in Major League Baseball 2 days ago that had a cell phone fall out of his back pocket while sliding into third base.
Pirates rookie.
Rodolfo Castro is his name.
Great uniform, by the
way. They were taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, a game in which I'm sure there were millions of people there and millions of people watching at home. And the Pirates lost that game 6-4. And Rodolfo slid into third base, and the camera picked up, his iPhone falling out of his back left pocket. That happened in the middle of a game.
Yes.
The umpire had to point down on the field, be like, buddy, your cell phone's on the field. What are you punishing Rodolfo?
No, because I would punish him. I think Kangaroo Court's going to take care of that one.
If I were the Pirates GM, I might suspend him for 25 games.
Really?
I would. This is such
You're going that old fuddy-duddy?
This is such an embarrassing
Fine him $5,000 and say, don't do this again.
Cell phone in your back pocket while you're playing a Major League Baseball game.
The third base coach grabbed it, and I think he like held it back or put it in his pocket.
Yeah, he's
or
like, he's like, what is this, a 12-year-old? We got to control screen time now for Major League Baseball players?
What would have
been
great.
I'm paying this guy $1 million to carry his phone around and swipe on Twitter while he's standing in right field.
What would have been great is if he was live streaming his Instagram as he was rounding the bases and he picks up his phone and he's live like, oh, crap. I'm running really hard. You shouldn't have it. I didn't know players, I guess, did that. I thought they were prohibited.
I didn't think they were allowed to have him in the dugout.
He might get suspended from baseball because this that breaks a rule. You're not allowed to have technology devices on the field for sign stealing purposes.
Suspend for that.
Like, he is going to get suspended for this.
Slap him on the wrist.
I think the ridicule in the clubhouse will be far more devastating to him.
It's a pretty stupid thing.
It's a $1,000, you know, fine probably.
If you're the GM, though, would part of you not question, like, this guy's, well, I don't even know if he's a prospect. I have no clue.
I would talk to my manager or the team captain or whoever's running the clubhouse.
And who's the manager of the Pirates? Go.
I have no idea.
Okay. Dirt?
no clue.
I don't either. No. No clue.
And I would go, okay, are you guys taking care
Hurdle?
Of this?
Clint Hurdle back with the Pirates?
He should be. Let's just go with Clint Hurdle. Yeah. That sounds right.
I would just see, is this taken care of or do I need to say something to the lad?
Boy, what does it say in pro sports that we have to deal with a quarterback doing too much video games and a baseball player rounding bases with a cell phone in his pocket?
According to Wikipedia, Derek Shelton is the manager of the Pirates.
I don't think Pirate fan knew that.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't even think Pirate fan.
I know I'm making a little too much of this probably.
You're going a little too hard.
But I would genuinely, you're a major league baseball player.
Just don't do this again.
I'm asking you to leave your phone in the locker room for 4 hours a day.
Now.
We suck. You're hitting 205. You're carrying your phone onto the field with you. There was an article that came out a year or two ago where there's legitimate concern from, and this was mainly through the lens of hockey, but there are NHL GMs that are terrified, and a couple of draft picks have had their careers ruined because hockey players were addicted to Fortnite and they couldn't stop playing
it. I remember
seeing
that.
And there were guys that like first round draft selections that wouldn't show up to workouts. They wouldn't show up to morning skates because they'd be up all night playing video games. It just blows my mind. Like, that's a reality. And I don't want to connect these two stories, but the idea that somebody could be so laissez-faire in how serious they take their job that they could take their phone out with them, it means you're playing with it in the dugout.
Now, was he like inserted as like a pinch hitter or pinch runner, or had he been playing the entire game? Because if he was like some rookie and didn't think he was going in and he just shoved it in his pocket.
So this would have been Tuesday, right? Yeah. This would have been Tuesday. He was 0-for-3 with a walk.
Oh, no,
so
he
started
the whole game.
He played the whole game. He didn't come out of nowhere. He played the entire game.
How do you not feel that phone in your pocket?
I could see during batting practice, you slide it in there and
those pants are too tight. It's
he was wearing the pajama. His looked a little loose.
I don't know. I'll go back and look at that.
He looked like he was wearing the CC Sabathia pajamas there.
I try to imitate golfers as much as I can because I don't want to be as bad as I am. And one of the things I've been trying to do is carry a book. I've noticed books, like little notes and stuff. And not that I'm keeping notes. I just more like
your yardage
book.
Yeah.
I struggle to play golf with that in my back pocket. Yeah. And I'm like, how do PGA players do this?
It's a big book, man.
It is a big book. And I just wonder, like, how do you get on base with a phone in your pocket and you're just okay running around with that? I have to, like, when I go on a run, and I haven't gone on a run in a minute, but when I used to run, I have to hold my phone.
I hate the feeling of it in the pocket hitting my leg.
Yeah, and it's just flopping around, smacking your leg. I don't know how people do that.
You
so
take one of the nuts eventually.
I don't know how he ran these bases knowing there was a phone in his pocket, but I'm not. You're going a little hard on this guy. Like, it's a dumb moment, sure.
Kick him out of the league.
Is he addicted to his phone? 100%. Do a slap on the wrist. You look like an idiot. Your phone's sliding out of your pocket as you're sliding into third.
A little team shaming in the clubhouse and a kangaroo court fine. As a GM, I'm asking the manager and I was like, is this taken care of or do I need to say something? It's like, no, we got it. He's good now.
What if he would have got hit in the butt by a pitch and broke his phone? That would have been pretty funny.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been good karma.
That would have been enough shame where he's having to take it out and shards are just dropping out of his pocket.
It's like Phil Negro with the knife.
It's like a broken bat. The ball boy has to come over. The bat boy has to come over and grab the phone from
him. Pick up all the splinters and stuff. So there you go. We didn't talk about that yesterday.
You're getting older and more fuddy-duddy.
I am. The technology stuff, would drive me nuts. Like, you're a big league ball player.
What's his babbitt, though?
The Fortnite stuff, the video games affecting your sleep and missing practice. Now I got a problem. As a GM, now I'm stepping in. I go, hey, what?
Like, just, I mean, use us as an example. If we were in the middle of segments and I'm sitting here just sending text messages to people, like not looking at you, would that piss you off?
I've literally done that because I've been trying to book guests during a show before. Well, yeah, and I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel bad.
That, I mean, that's different.
I'm listening to you, but I'm like, I have to send this text right
now. You're doing
right
something that's work-related, sure. Right? Like, we're grinding. It's like, oh, my God, it's 7 o'clock. We got to find a guest in the next 25 minutes sure. Or else we're not going to have somebody. You know that I don't book guests. So if I'm over here just typing away on my phone, looking down on it for an entire segment.
I'm going to be.
You're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, put it down.
Yeah.
We're at work. We're in the middle of a show.
Yes.
Can you do it after the show? Hey, right. Hey, Rodolfo. Let's keep the phone in the locker room, buddy, for 4 hours, okay?
But he can round bases with it in the pocket. It just happens to plop out when he slides into third.
Now, it makes me wonder, how does he have his phone with him at all times? Is this the first time it's fallen out? Is this a day-to-day thing?
Well, I mean, they've said this about all these players in the NBA. Adam Silver's had to talk about this. These guys at halftime check their phones. And, you know, look, I'm not a pro athlete. I don't get that kind of attention and that kind of criticism. I just, having played any basketball in your life or any team sport at any one point, maybe we're just of a different generation. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I would in my brain be like, oh, it's halftime. Let me check my Twitter.
I gotta check my Twitter, see what's on my phone.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I would, but I just can't envision myself going to halftime. I'm losing by 6. I'm not playing well. Well, I got to know what people are tweeting about me. I don't operate that way. But a lot of these athletes do, whether that's hockey, basketball, baseball with sliding out of your pants. And I'm sure it happens in football too, because there's a million players and like 6 coaches. I don't get that. I don't understand the need of, I got to check my phone. It's halftime. I mean, you're in the middle of your competition. Mentally think of some stuff. Talk to a position coach. Like, I would right. Just think that's where you go. Not so much, let me see my DMs.
I'm with you on that one. Let's play a little NFL peekaboo, shall we? We've got a couple of preseason games tonight. I am excited for them, and I will be watching at least the one that's on TV, the Giants and the Patriots. That's on at 4 on the NFL Network. But some NFL peekaboo and taking a little stroll around the league and what's been going on. That's coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. That's how
my eyes can see. Got a tweet saying we sound 1,000 years old. I'll say, look, I sound 1,000 years old. I don't need to lump you two old fuddy-duddies in with me.
Well, we know
I sound
1,000
years. Yeah, that's true. I just, you know, I don't know. Does it terrify anybody else to realize how addicted to cell phones we are? I think about that constantly.
Well,
and it terrifies me how addicted to my cell phone I am.
What I've more noticed is the...
God,
you sound 1,000 years old talking about this out loud.
It struck a chord with me because I've been actively in my day-to-day life trying to like put like leave your phone over. You don't need it with you. Like during a commercial break, I don't need to scroll Twitter. Nothing has changed. Nothing has happened. I don't need to watch 4 more Instagram stories. Like I am actively trying to leave it away from my life. And I see a story like this, like a Major League Baseball player can't even leave it in the locker room. It struck a chord with me.
Well, I think there's a health there. There's a benefit to what you're saying. I do think you sound a little old. And I would also say, as I was talking about this yesterday with a family member, there is somebody very close in our lives who they didn't really have social media. They had a phone, but they never had, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever. We've noticed the last like calendar year when we hang out with them more, now they do have an account and it's like glued. and it's keeping track of, like, the level of concern for me is not so much you have your phone and you check it. I think that's kind of normal.
Yeah, everybody's going to check it day to day. Yeah.
I would admit I'm probably a little addicted to my phone like everybody else. It's the levels of which people comment to me that blow my mind and go, yeah, so-and-so didn't watch my story. So-and-so always watches my story. And I go, I don't even know how to find who watched my story.
I don't even know what that means.
Nor do I post something to think I want everybody to watch this. If I post something for content, I post it. I think it's funny or it's show related or whatever. I don't go into the details of that. That's the level where I go, that's a little too far for me. I think you do sound old, but yeah, sure.
Being
addicted
old,
to our phones, there is an absolute, they've done enough studies and conclusions that
it's the case.
It's not healthy. The only part I'll say I probably sound old in that I will be old fuddy-duddy on is what I said going into the break. I won't understand the need of, in the middle of competition, the highest level of competition, your brain goes to, I need to check my Twitter mentions or my DMs. You know, KD, we talked about him earlier. There was a game Brooklyn won this regular season, and their video crew like documented them winning and going to the locker room. And I'm seeing these guys like dab each other up. Kevin Durant's on his phone, and I'm just like, what do you check? What do you need to check right now? Is somebody mentioning how much of a bum you are?
Right, he's responding to somebody on Twitter.
That's where I'll get a little fuddy-duddy. You absolutely sound like a fuddy-duddy, but that's where I would say I draw a line of being get off my lawn, old manny, is that. I don't understand that.
I like a record player and put my phone away, man. It's a good life. You should try it. hey, the Giants are playing tonight. Which,
dude, can we not talk about your Giants?
No, not the baseball Giants.
Oh, thank God.
I don't even know if they're playing tonight. I'd hope they're not playing. They should probably pack it in for the rest of the year. Yeah. The New York football Giants are playing tonight. And do you know, now I should probably have confirmed this before I say this over the air, but I'm going to do it nonetheless. Do you know who's making his NFL preseason debut tonight? Please, God, I hope he's playing. Is Kayvon playing?
I have not seen anything to indicate he's not.
I'm not going to say yes or no because we tend to be wrong when we do that.
Because there was a report that came out of training camp the other day. Did you see that Kayvon Thibodeau?
I have seen these.
Has been unblockable in New York Giants camp.
I believe Evan Neal is the tackle for the Giants, and he has just been embarrassing him in camp. He's
I don't know
amazing.
That the New York Giants offensive line should be the litmus test for...
Sure, but, you know, it's still, I think, encouraging. I think if you're a Duck fan rooting for Kayvon.
Yeah, you want to hear, though. Like, training camp storylines are stupid, but this is what you want to hear.
If the reports are Kayvon can't get off the line of scrimmage, yes.
He's not big enough. He's not strong enough.
Well, you know, here's the other part. We didn't get to this from Hard Knocks. I think you can apply this to guys like Kayvon. I'm rooting for Kayvon to be good because I have an opinion. The take is out there, and the take is going to age that Kayvon is really damn good. That was a good pick.
You want your take to be right.
Right. Did you notice in the episode of Hard Knocks, the moment in the show where the defensive coaches collectively had to ask each other if they thought Aiden Hutchinson was the real deal or not? Do you remember that part?
I don't remember that part.
So they're sitting in a film session. It's real quick. And they go, do we all think Aiden is that guy? And I kind of thought, shouldn't you have all answered that question before you made
prior
that pick at number two?
To the draft.
That is a bit odd. Maybe that's more normal than I think it is. But I thought that was a little telling that in the TV show, you know, we're talking about him singing and Dan Campbell. There was a moment where the defensive coaches are like, do we think he's that dude? And they all ended up saying, yes, yes, yes. I thought, shouldn't you have kind of answer that question before you made that pick?
Yeah, you would like that to be settled on draft night when you have the number two overall pick in the draft. But the him and Penei Sewell thing was kind of interesting, and I hope they dive more into that in future episodes. Like, we didn't get any sit-downs with Penei Sewell, but watching those guys go back and forth in practice, give me more of that. I want that kind of content.
Those are battles that are, they're interesting.
They're interesting.
A great young tackle versus a great edge rusher. A
couple of top 10 picks and back-to-back drafts, and Penei had a good rookie year, and they're high on Aiden Hutchinson and all that, so I hope we get more of that. A couple other NFL peekaboo notes that I want to get to is there are a couple of preseason games tonight, but some injury notes and one quarterback who's just had a really weird offseason, and it continued the other day. We'll talk about that as we close it up next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ryan Day was something that maybe we can holster and talk about tomorrow. He has endorsed the idea of, instead of spring games for programs, you go play a scrimmage against somebody else.
I would love that.
How many more people would watch if it wasn't a scrimmage against your team? Like, say Oregon State played, I don't know,
Do neutral site games and go to big venues that aren't, they're not doing anything in the spring.
This is where I think you play your FCS game in a warm-up game at their place. Come to Portland and play Portland State at Providence Park and let it be a fundraiser for Portland State.
Yeah. I'd prefer socialism in college football, huh, Swag?
I'd prefer,
Well, the game doesn't count. You're not risking anything. I think as a head coach, you're going to want, for the younger guys that haven't, go through the dress rehearsal of a road game. They know what to expect at a home game. Go through the dress rehearsal of a road game, how we're doing this, the travel thing, all the scheduling stuff leading up to it.
I was thinking like Beavs in San Diego against LSU.
That'd be fun. That'd be cool. Go to San Diego.
You don't want that to be a preseason game that doesn't count.
Why? They're not going to play him in non-conference
and
on
you're
a serious
win.
Level. And you're, well, easy.
I mean,
right?
If you're going to play that game, have that be a game.
But they're going to have to play it at LSU. They're not probably going to ever win that game. Like, give me one that doesn't count. That's good competition.
Yeah, I think a lot more people would watch. If you had something like that in the spring, even if you were playing a Portland State, I still think more people would watch than if it was just a scrimmage against your own school.
Two hand touch on the quarterback, though.
Yeah, red jerseys. You keep some restrictions on it, maybe on special teams. Like, hey, don't blow up my kicker, please, or don't murder my punter, or that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I think it's a good idea, and a lot more people would watch. We were talking about the NFL. A couple other peekaboo notes. James Williams, who was drafted, remember him? Yeah, in Alabama, tore his ACL in the national championship game or the semifinal. I can't remember. He is not planning on playing in week one. The Lions ended up taking him. Where was he drafted?
Fifth or eighth or ninth or something.
It was still relatively high, which I think we were good that or happy that he didn't lose too much of his draft stock, because that sucks to see guys get hurt the way he got hurt in the semifinal or national championship game. But he is not going to start right away. The other note I wanted to get to, have you followed this Tua stuff with him and Brady recently? Did you see any of this?
I saw the press conference, Tua being asked what him and Brady discussed. Brady is now gone, by the way, till after August 20th. So hopefully nothing truly awful is happening in his life. But I did see it. And Tua didn't want to share much. And I also kind of had a takeaway. Tua has probably the most nondescript body of a high-level pro athlete I've ever seen in my life.
He's kind of a normal-looking dude.
I mean, he looks like Brady from the combine. There is zero muscle definition. He's not a very big guy. If you saw Tua in person, I wonder if you'd take away, that's a starting NFL quarterback.
I mean, he had the chance to talk with Tom Brady, but the Dolphins just got fined because they were trying to replace Tua with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
They were actively colluding with Tom Brady. Which is funny to me that the coach and the player in this case don't get in trouble. Like, they were also actively colluding.
That's
like,
collectively bargained.
It's
not their fault that the teams were doing that.
All right. We're allowed to do that, but the team's not allowed to do that. Okay, I understand. But it was funny because Tua was basically, they asked him at the press conference afterwards, like, hey, did any of that come up? He was like, no, not really. We just talked about playing quarterback. It's like the human interest in me would be, if I'm Tua in that situation, that's all I would be able to think about, meeting Tom Brady. Like, my team wanted to trade for you, like, make something happen for you and get rid of me. You were going to be my replacement.
I don't think that's something you bring up with Brady. I think that's something you holster and use mentally to when you succeed. But like, say he has a good year this year. He's probably going to get a contract. I don't know if it's going to be north of 40 plus million the way these other guys are, but he'll probably get a contract and another year. You use that as the old chip on the shoulder, as they like to say, cliche in sports.
Take that into the owner's room.
Well, what's Tom going to say? Like, yeah, dude, I wanted to come and be the owner and quarterback, and you're a bum. Like, no.
You suck.
What? There's no conversation to be had there.
What are we watching more of tonight, preseason or Field of Dreams?
I'm not even going to turn on the Field of Dreams.
So
I got to be honest with you, yeah.
Swag?
I'll probably watch the start of the preseason game before I head to the hops.
Yeah,
I got baseball.
They're not doing this game next year because of how bad this game is.
They're doing construction on the field. Yeah. They're probably going to expand the seating.
I love Frank Thomas and his, what's his testosterone pills he sells?
Nugenics.
Him and his Nugenics let that one slip on accident.
Big hurt.
The big hurt. Your wife's going to love it too. All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Tomorrow, the Dirty Port rolls on with a preview of USC. What's going on with the Trojans? Ryan Abraham will join us at 7:30. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Call us next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.